Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden has said he's proud of his son Hunter, who's gone on trial on criminal gun charges. Mr. Biden said he would not comment on the case, which began with jury selection in Delaware on Monday. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use when he applied to buy a firearm in 2018. Here's Tom Bateman.
The prosecution says that when he filled in an application form to purchase the gun, he didn't declare that he was a drug user. The defense will argue that he couldn't knowingly have viewed himself as addicted to illegal drugs at the time. But I think it is the political overtones that will also dominate much of the coverage here, as Republicans have tried for a long time to link scandal and allegations surrounding Hunter Biden to his father, so far without gaining much traction and without compelling evidence.
The Nigerian government has improved its offer to public sector workers, who have begun an indefinite strike over demands to increase minimum wage. It follows emergency talks with labour unions in a last-minute attempt to avert further disruption. Azizat Olaoluwa reports.
In an effort to prevent more far-reaching economic effects of the nationwide strike by labour unions, government representatives have assured that President Bola Tinubu was committed to paying a new minimum wage higher than what was initially proposed. The negotiation committee is now expected to meet every day for a week and agree on a final figure. Labour unions will meet on Tuesday to decide on ending the strike. Economic activities were grounded on the first day of the industrial action, with domestic flights disrupted, public hospitals closed, and a nationwide blackout.
The jailed Iranian human rights activist and Nobel laureate Narges Mohammadi has said in a letter to the BBC that the images of children burning in refugee tents in Rafah after an Israeli attack depict the decline of humanity in our world. Majid Afshar has the details.
Writing from the Evin prison in Iran, Nobel Peace Prize winner Narges Mohammadi has called for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all hostages, and the recognition of the two-state solution. Ms. Mohammadi also said this is time to demand respect for law and human rights. The influence of the jailed campaigner on the Israeli government and Hamas is likely to be limited, but it will nevertheless add to the growing pressure to bring an end to the war.
The Israeli army has announced the deaths of four hostages abducted by Hamas on October the 7th. Their families have been informed. An army spokesman said the four men were killed several months ago in the Khan Yunis area and that the Israeli military had been operating in the city at the time. World news from the BBC. The US says it has submitted a resolution to the UN Security Council calling for the implementation of the three-stage Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal unveiled by President Biden last week. The US ambassador to the United Nations says numerous leaders and governments endorse the plan. The Israel Fire and Rescue Service says more than 30 teams are battling wildfires in the north of Israel deep into the night. There is no current threat to lives or homes, but six reservists were hospitalised for smoke inhalation. The fires were set off by rockets launched by the Lebanese Islamist group Hezbollah. The group said the attack was in retaliation for Israeli drone strikes on vehicles in southern Lebanon that killed two people and wounded another. The main defeated candidate in Mexico's election, Xochitl Galvez, has criticised the poll, saying the opposition faced unequal competition against the entire state apparatus, dedicated to favouring its candidate. Claudia Sheinbaum won Sunday's poll by a landslide, becoming the first woman to become Mexico's head of state. Warren Bull reports.
When Andrés Manuel López Obrador lost the Mexican presidential election in 2006, his supporters set up a protest camp which closed down the centre of the capital for weeks until he finally accepted the result. He's since transformed into the incumbent, who's now passed on power to his protégé, Claudia Sheinbaum. Her main opponent, Xochitl Galvez, accuses them of using their position in government to influence the election. She's called for an investigation into the conduct of the poll so that there is not a repeat of the situation.
Researchers in Australia say the continent's thunderbirds, giant prehistoric flightless birds thought to be ancestors of emus and ostriches, were in fact the biggest geese to have ever lived. The reclassification follows analysis of a 45,000-year-old skull. BBC News.